The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host and husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We have with us Trevor Kashuba, co-owner of Corky's, Corky's Garden Path Greenhouse. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me today, guys.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
Close to 50 now.
It's close to 50, but until it's 50, I can't say 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
It's coming up soon.
Yes, it is. So if you want to get in contact with us, you can send us an email at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. We have a webcam on the roof and we get thousands of hits a month on it. Everybody wants
and
to
you
see.
Moved it.
And we moved it. We're getting a better view because there's some construction and a building went up right now. Line of sight. So we had to move the camera.
And we're going to move it again even further. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Pinterest. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjready.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And we are, Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate is continuously Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office. And I like to say that from time to time. Trevor Kashuba, co-owner, and you're a co-owner with your brother Corey of Corky's Garden Path Greenhouse. Where are you located? How long has Corky's been in business, and how long have you been doing what you do?
So we are located on the corner of Justice Boulevard and Layton Road in Justice, Pennsylvania. We have been in business since 1948. I'm a fourth generation garden center operator.
48. He's got us beat.
Mm. Yep. And I have been doing this since 2004, but I grew up in the business. So I've been there certainly much longer, but officially 2004 when I graduated college.
Nice. So this wasn't always your location. You started off just down the road.
Correct.
And you've grown and grown tremendously. Started out with one greenhouse. Now you have how many?
Now we have 22 greenhouses. So, yeah, it has grown dramatically. And 1995 was our big expansion to our current location.
And when you guys were established in 1948, you had the largest?
The largest glass house in Lackawanna County.
The largest glass greenhouse.
Yep.
Wow. Nice.
Yep.
Okay, so we're just coming out of the winter here, and a lot of damage could be done to our outside landscaping. Winter damage such as crushed, compacted shrubs, bark falling, ripped off trees, peeling off trees, bent branches being bent, so on and so forth. Our grass takes a beating. So let's start with that. Dealing with the winter damage, can we turn these things around or do we have to rip everything out and start over again?
Oh, no. Most of it could be turned around pretty easily. Now's actually the time when we start getting some of these warm days. Get outside, start pruning any of the winter damaged or broken or dead branching off your trees and shrubs. Very shortly, within the next week or two, once you start to see forsythia come into bloom, that's that big yellow shrub, that's the time to apply your step one lawn program. That will help stop the crabgrass from emerging, start to green up the lawn nice and early, give it a big nitrogen boost. So as far as cleaning up any of the dropped and fallen branches, now's the time to get out there and do that. And within the next week or so, you could actually start planting once the ground dries out a little bit.
So what are those bushes we have on the side of the house with the big puffy
hydrangeas?
Hydrangeas. So you cut them in the spring or do you cut them in the fall?
So here's a big question we get at the garden center all the time. My hydrangeas are not blooming. So there are several different types of hydrangeas. If you have the large paniculata type, the big cone-shaped blooms like Limelight, those can be cut quite aggressively to push a rebloom. However, if you have the pink or blue mop head hydrangeas, they bloom on old wood. So do not cut those.
That's what we have.
The more cutting you do on a mop head hydrangea, the less flowers you will get. So you can remove the spent flower heads, but try not to cut them down to ground level. You will never see a flower.
Well, when do you cut those if you got to trim them back if they get too big? Do you cut those in the fall?
Anything I would say past June 1st that hasn't begun to leaf out, or you need a little bit of size reduction, you could do that in season. Or you could do a little bit of trimming in the fall, because expect a little bit of winter damage with our Pennsylvania winters.
I have a tendency not to touch them ever because twice.
That's the best policy.
Yeah, well, listen to this. This is good.
Twice. In the fall, we have a lot of leaves. Leaves that we can't keep up with. And if we did, we'd be out there 8 hours a day. We have a lot of old oaks in the neighborhood. And for some reason, they just gather on our front lawn and back lawn. So we always ask somebody to help us with that task, monumental task. And that person, all I asked them to do was pick up the leaves, bag them, put them at the curb. Well, twice I came home and nearly ran my car into my house because I realized that they were cut all the way down to ground level. And it's, I mean, not worth shedding tears over, but that really was upsetting.
Oh, yeah. We sacrifice your flowers for the whole season.
Oh, we didn't get flowers for 2 years inside of that thing.
And out of all the blooming plants that we have in our yards, I mean, you love the lilacs. I love the hydrangeas. That was the most upsetting, is not to have these hydrangeas.
Nice part is they grow back.
And they do. Yeah. But I thought they were done forever. But they did come back.
Yep.
Bigger and better.
Yeah. You'll push a whole heap of new growth. You'll just sacrifice your flowers for that season. So they will return the following year.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Okay. So what were we talking about? The lawn? Did you talk about, were we getting started with
the
lawn?
So Trevor just mentioned step one. This is a good time to apply the step one.
Do you have to
get a nitrogen boost?
Should you go with a name brand, or is there other things that you can use for this?
Well, we carry the Bonide four-step program. It's got a little bit higher percentage of active ingredient than most of their competitors. Sticks well into the lawn, and it will give you great crabgrass prevention. Most of your crabgrass is an annual grass, so as long as you can get it down before the seeds germinate, you get a nice 2 to 3 month control of crabgrass.
Because I usually get grass like in one section, it's like 2 feet tall. I think that's the crabgrass, right? Is that the stuff?
Yeah, it could be. There are several different species of crabgrass, but the earlier you can get that down, get it under control now, your grass will green up nicely, eliminate a lot of the crabgrass. Then you could come back with step two, about 8 weeks after the application of step one, which will get rid of the dandelions and the clover and any of the other broadleaf weeds that are in the lawn.
And then what do the other ones do? Does any of them kill the bugs or?
Well, step three is an insect and feed control. So that will have an insecticide in it as well as a nitrogen boost. And that's formulated for midsummer application. So you can apply it in a little bit drier temperatures. Just make sure you water it in. Then there's step four, which is the winterizer. That's a big potassium and nitrogen boost. You can substitute step three out if you don't want to put in an insecticide. If you like a lot of the, you know, little critters in the lawn, you can substitute that out for just a straight step three lawn fertilizer.
No, I don't like critters.
So there's people that actually don't want to use step three?
A lot of them don't want to use an insecticide into their lawn because they have pets or they have kids running around there. So, you know, you want to make sure that if you are using a synthetic fertilizer that your pets are not on it immediately after application, so they're not licking their paws. And there are, we do have a four-step organic program that is safe for everyone to be on.
Aha, there you go. That's the answer to that. The step four organic program. Okay,
correct.
Good. All right. So there's an answer for that. So along the lines of the spring cleanup, what's next on the list? It's a good time for step one, and so that's all applied, and now we're going to go into our beds and we're going to start cleaning up.
Yep.
All right.
So after everything is all cut back, all your herbaceous perennials are cut back, any shrubs that need trimming are cut back, next application would be a fresh layer of mulch, because over the past season, natural wood mulch has degraded, and it's time to do a fresh 1 to 2 inch layer on top just to give it a nice clean look, as well as replenish the mulch that has been lost over the winter months.
Okay, so let me ask you, do you have to remove all the old mulch?
You do not. You can go right over the top of it as long as it wasn't applied too thick for the previous year. So on average, you want to see about a 3-inch total layer of mulch. And over a season, that will degrade down to about 1 inch.
So should mulch be next to the house, or should you keep it away from the house? Because I've heard things about sometimes that different kinds of mulch can attract different kinds of bugs.
So it can be right up against the house. I mean, you don't want to bump it right up against siding, but as long as you're up against concrete or block wall, it could go right up against the house. The only way typically that you'll get bugs is if you already have them. So mulch, when it's in a pile, heats up so hot that insects can't typically live in it. So if you do have a population of insects, yes, they can remain that same population, but you won't increase your population by doing a fresh layer of mulch.
It's not only decorative for the flower beds, but it also keeps the soil cool and moist and reduces the need for watering, but you still need to water.
Correct.
Obviously, right?
Correct. So it is not only decorative, but it's functional. And we do have the dyed mulches in either a red, black, or a brown. They will typically retain their color a little bit longer. And then we have a natural bark mulch. So that's a little bit finer shred mulch, no dyes in it. So it will lose its color a little bit quicker. But it's a little bit more functional for the plants as well. One thing I'd like to mention is that when you are looking for a mulch, try not to get something that's created from either an artificial type, like the rubber mulch. And I typically usually don't recommend the pallet mulch either, because you don't know what was on that pallet previous to it grinding. So we produce our own mulch at Corky's and Troop Landscape Supply, which is a satellite mulch location. And when we produce it, we use only virgin material. So it'll be tree branches, bark, tree stumps. So we know exactly what was in this material. Any of our dyed materials and any of our natural bark mulch has never been and never will be pallet material.
What about rubber mulch? You tell me why do people choose rubber mulch? Is there an odor to it? But why? What's the benefit?
I wouldn't say there's an odor to it, and it is nice in the fact that they're using a recycled product. So they're shredding tires, they're shredding other material. The downfall of rubber mulch is it has zero benefit for the plant. It doesn't break down or add any sort of nutrition to the plant. It will keep weeds down. That's one of the main functions of mulch, but it does not retain moisture at all, because rubber can't hold water. So its only function is aesthetics and keeping weeds down. So as it breaks down, and it really never does break down, you're not adding any benefits to your plants.
Would you say mulch is the best weed control there is in a flower bed?
Most definitely.
Yes.
Most definitely. Okay. Without a chemical supplement, mulch is really your only method of weed control.
Do you have to put a barrier down underneath this to keep the weeds?
Or? You don't have to, especially for an avid gardener. It creates a little bit of a pain to have to dig through and then cut your weed barrier, dig a hole through it, and then replace it. So if you're an avid gardener and you're out there, you know, you can consistently pick weeds as they come up and as you're replanting. Otherwise, if you want to plant basically and forget it, yeah, I would recommend a barrier.
Plant it and forget it. Sounds like my kind of garden.
Plant it, water it.
Oh, wait, you got to water it? Oh, my God.
You can't neglect it.
You just said forget it.
No, yeah,
plant it, water it, and forget it.
Plant it, you can't neglect it.
Wait. Don't you like when a guy comes back with a plant and it's dead?
I love it.
And then you say, what did you do? And the guy will say, nothing.
So that brings me on to another topic. So at Corky's, we do have a 3-year no questions asked warranty.
Do you really?
We do. How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
That is,
so
yeah.
Regardless insane. Of what happened at your house, we do replace it a one time within a 3-year period warranty on all of our trees, shrubs, perennials. Does not include annuals, because obviously they don't live for 3 years. But so that's something, that's one benefit to shopping with us when you're reinvesting back into your property as well.
Trevor, I'm going to just go out on a limb here and think that you have a high tolerance for pain.
I do. I do. And the no questions asked helps eliminate that a little bit. We don't ask what happened, what did you do.
You don't want to know.
I don't. Sometimes I don't want to know.
No, you're better off. I always
but
say
you will
ignorance.
Get a brand new plant. If I don't have the plant, we will issue credit for exactly what you paid for the plant towards something else.
Wow, Trevor has a high threshold for pain. You know how I know? Because he's married.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let that one slide. I mean, do you have, how do you even track all of this? You must have some mega database there at Corky's.
We do. So we have a Counterpoint POS system that we've been tracking all of this data for the past 11 years. So right now it's worth it. And we'll continue to do it. And it's something that gives people peace of mind when they're gardening too, that, you know, last year we had a record wet year. I'm expecting to see some plant material that didn't make it. It was just saturated in the roots, around the root system. So we'll work with our customers the best we can. And
you want them to be happy, right?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. You want to be successful.
Once again, Corky's, we have Trevor Kashuba, who's co-owner with his brother Corey, and they're co-owners of Corky's Garden Path Greenhouse in Justice. Where are you located?
We are on the corner of Layton Road and Route 347 in Justice, Pennsylvania, just north of Clark Summit.
What's your phone number?
You can contact us at 570-586-9563 or visit us on the web at www.corkysgardenpath.com.
Very good. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a two-unit, a side-by-side at 21-23 Rock Street in Carbondale for only $79,000. The one side is a three-bedroom, two-bath, and the other side is a two-bedroom, one-bath. Both units have new flooring, and both units are in very good condition. All the utilities are separate and paid by the tenant. The taxes are less than $2,000 a year, and there is included in the sale is a separate lot next door. So there's also a walk-up attic that could be used for additional living space or storage. You could live on one side and have the rent from the other side pay the mortgage. That's a duplex in Carbondale at 21-23 Rock Street for only $79,000, and that's listed by Cheryl Zinal of our office.
We're proud to welcome Kim Keynes to our Century 21 team. Kim comes to us with a great knowledge of the Northeast PA area, and she's a lifelong resident of the Mid-Valley area. She has the experience to help families find the area best suited to their wishes and needs. In addition to serving as a realtor with the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors since 2005, Kim has also spent her entire working career in the business and finance sector. Kim enjoys serving her clients with every step in the important task of home ownership. She says the best compliment a realtor can receive is a referral from a past client. She looks forward to working with everyone at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, and is anxious to help you find your dream home or sell your current home. Call Kim for any of your real estate needs.
Wow, you have a lot of agents coming into your office.
We do. We've got we have 9 new agents since the first of the year.
Wow.
So, yes, we're growing. But I do have another announcement. We're having a pasta dinner to support little Jack Callahan. Dan Callahan is one of our realtors in our office. His son, who just turned 1, was just diagnosed with leukemia. We'd like everybody to save the date, Sunday, May 5th. We're having it at Sibio's Restaurant, located at 1240 Quincy Avenue, Dunmore. It's going to be from 12 to 4 p.m. We're having a huge basket raffle, a 50-50 drawing. We'll sell T-shirts, and takeouts are available. For more information or to purchase tickets, please call me, 570-344-6724. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back after a very brief break.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. Hello.
Hello. This is not my forte. I grew up in Brooklyn. We didn't have any grass. And then I moved to Rockaway where we had only sand. So
concrete and sand.
Yes. Yeah, so when I came up here and I learned how to cut grass, it was quite the, you know, it was eye-opening.
But you do spend a lot of, you're selling yourself short, because you do spend a lot of time out there and you like to ask questions, and you do the lawn program, the Step 4 program, and you also have a tractor in an apple orchard somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're not really producing much of anything, so. But we're working on it.
Okay. So we have with us Trevor Kashuba, co-owner with his brother Corey of Corky's Garden Path Greenhouse. Welcome back after break here. Trevor, we're having an excellent discussion with you, and you're showing us, or you're telling us, all that we have to do to keep our lawns spectacular. How do we, I want to stay on the topic of lawns. How do we become the envy? There seems to be a little bit of a contest in our neighborhood. At the beginning of the year, everybody drives by our house and says, your lawn is spectacular. But by like late July, early August, it looks like an old worn out rug. So how do we keep that fresh, beautiful green lawn for the whole season?
So consistency is key. Stick with the 4-step, either synthetic or organic program. Make sure there's enough nutrients to feed the lawn throughout the entire season. But once we hit that dry spell for summer, you're going to need to water. You're going to need to step up your watering game a little bit. Get a sprinkler out there. If you have an irrigation system, make sure it's up and running. Because that's going to be key to keeping the Kentucky bluegrass going all summer long.
How long do you water the grass? See, this is questions I don't... You should water... Not in the middle of the day. I know that much.
Certain times a day, right?
I know that.
Early morning is best.
Early morning is best?
Yep. Saturate the lawn early in the morning. Then it will dry out throughout the rest of the day. So typically you want to let a sprinkler run for between 30 and 45 minutes in the morning. Should be sufficient.
Wow.
Based on what type of irrigation system you have.
So. Yeah, I never let it run that long. Maybe that's what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Maybe. Or have it pointed towards the... grass and not the driveway.
I water the driveway. My driveway is well watered.
Right. So applying fertilizer without adding water is kind of pointless. So make sure, you know, you get your fertilizer down even the night before, and then give it a good saturation in the morning. That way it's feeding, it's absorbing nutrients all summer long, working its way into fall.
All right. So we're talking about lawns. Do I have to aerate it? Do I have to use...
Aerating is not a bad idea. Not only can you can dethatch, and then you can aerate.
I don't know what that, what is dethatch?
So a thatch layer is that little layer right beneath the grass blades. That's all that clumped up brown grass from the previous year. So remove that thatch layer, which will inhibit some of the fertilizer from reaching the root system. So remove that, then aerate. So by aerating, it's a little machine that you rent that will poke little holes in your lawn, and that will allow the fertilizer to get down right towards the root layer.
So you're saying before the aerated part there, water, 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 make sure you water at certain times of day, early morning, for at least a half hour. When it rained a lot last year, how do you know when you're getting too much water? Obviously, if it's raining every day and it's raining hard, you're getting too much water. And so where's the balance?
Correct. So if you're walking through the lawn and you're shoes are sinking about an inch to an inch and a half in the lawn, you're probably pretty saturated. It's hard to give you a measure as to when your lawn is sufficiently wet. But if you start to see, you know, around the 4th of July or even the end of July, your lawn starting to go brown, you want to increase the water. You know, if it's still running off out into your driveway or out into the street, you might want to cut back a little bit. Or if you start to see mold forming, you know, coming out of winter, you might see some like white mold forming on top of your grass. That's snow mold. So it's excessively wet. It's been oxygen depleted throughout the winter months. So that is certainly treatable with a broad spectrum fungicide. But you're going to want to let your lawn dry out this spring. My lawn in particular is still saturated. So,
okay. When is the best time to plant grass?
Once the trees and shrubs start to break dormancy. So when the soil starts to heat up, you know, your ideal Temperature, your night temperatures are around 50 degrees. Daytime temperatures in the 65 to 70 degree range. That's the ideal time to get your grass seed down.
Is this four-step program? Does it inhibit the grass from growing?
That is a great question. Step one will inhibit new grass seed from growing. So if you are planning on reseeding your lawn, you are going to skip step one. Go right on to step two. That will not inhibit grass seed from germinating. Or you can apply your four-step program and then reseed in fall.
In the fall. Okay.
How about giving us advice on people who want to sell property and, you know, maybe say a higher price range? What do you, have a pet peeve regarding certain types of properties?
I do. So we get this question quite a bit in the garden center is that I just bought a brand new house, or we just built this brand new house, but we want to get the landscape done. What is super low maintenance and what is super cheap?
I just spent $250,000 on a house.
That's
and
it.
And I want to spend $200 on my landscaping?
Exactly.
So, or they just want to unload the house quickly, but just want to freshen up the outside and spend $150.
Right. Curb appeal is king. So if you want to sell the house, make sure you do it correctly. Nobody's going to drive up to your house and, you know, look at the three shrubs that you put in and be like, oh, I want to buy that. You know, so do it correctly. You know, if you want to get the best return on your investment, make sure you are creating curb appeal. Make sure you're doing it correctly. And we can help with that. We do have a design team at Corky's. Stop in. We can get it done super low maintenance and within your budget. The other thing is if you just built a home, you know, and like you said, you spent $250,000 on a house, you don't need to take on the entire house landscape at once. Do it correctly and do it in pieces, if that makes you more comfortable.
You can do it in phases.
Correct. Correct. So, take on the right side of the house. Do that correctly. Have a game plan is the best thing. You know, don't just piece it together. Have a coherent game plan. Stop in and see us. We can help you put something like that together.
Right. Okay. So I shouldn't have a 4-foot bush next to a 2-foot bush next to something else.
Correct. Or the 4-foot bushes in front with the 2-foot bushes behind them.
There you go. See? And yet, and after it's planted, you say, what are you going to do? Then you're stuck with it.
That's it. So know what you're planting. We could help guide you with that.
Well, yes. And I'm sure because when your design team comes out, they could see where the afternoon sun is, where the morning sun is, what plants would do well in those areas on the side of the house, in the front of the house. So, you know, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have a clue.
That's one of the biggest reasons for plant failure. And that's what we replace most of is the right plant for the right place. You know, you're putting a full sun plant into dense shade or just the opposite, or, you know, you're putting a plant that likes to be super dry in a really wet location. So we can help guide you with that.
Excellent. Trevor Kashuba, co-owner with Corey, his brother of Corky's Garden Path Greenhouse. How does someone get in touch with you and where can they visit you, please?
You can visit us on the corner of Layton Road and Route 347 in Justice, Pennsylvania. Telephone number is 570-586-9563 or visit us on the web at www.corkysgardenpath.com.
We'd like to talk to you a little bit more. Would you come back next week, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
We have a beautiful 3-bedroom, 3-bath, ranch-style home at 529 Jefferson Avenue in German for $208,000. This gorgeous home has been remodeled. It's got an open floor plan. The kitchen is new with granite countertops and stainless steel appliances. It also has a lower-level family room and it also with the bar, and it has a year-round sunroom with plenty of natural light. It also has a fenced-in yard. Oh, it's really nice on the outside. It has a beautiful fenced-in yard, an in-ground pool. The landscaping is real nice. I wonder if you guys did it. You should take a look at this. There's plenty of off-street parking. That's a remodeled 3-bedroom, 3-bath, ranch-style home with an in-ground pool at 529 Jefferson Avenue in German for $208,000. And that's listed by Stacy Granza of our office.
Thank you, Pat. But I do have another announcement. We're having a pasta dinner to support little Jack Callahan, who is the son of Dan Callahan, one of our realtors. Jack Callahan just turned one. He was diagnosed with leukemia. We're having an event Sunday, May 5th at Sibio's Restaurant, located at 1240 Quincy Avenue, Dunmore, from 12 to 4 p.m. Tickets are available for $12 a piece. There will be a huge basket raffle, a 50-50 drawing. T-shirts will be on site for sale, and takeouts will also be available. For more information or for tickets, please call me at 570-344-6724. 570-344-6724. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate, a quality service award-winning office. We'd like to wish our listeners a very happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter, everyone.
We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. with more Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.